4DJC.
For DJC, Cable 4CPA. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing pretty good, Dave. How about yourself?
JC, Cable 4CPA.
You must be in that bad spot again.
I'll try it again. I'm I am mobile now. I was sitting in a bad place there, I think, on 291. And I'm headed south on 291. I'll hit 385 south and going to Charleston.
I'm in that bad spot again. That's about almost exactly the same time I talked with you last time. Well, maybe, hopefully the weather will be good down there. I don't think we got anything coming in later in the week headed in that way, do we?
There's someone we might get a chance of rain on Thursday, but, you know, that's a long ways off yet. And I'm going down. My grandson's having heart surgery at MUSC in the morning.
Goodness, hope everything goes well.
Before CBA, mobile. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're not expecting, you know, anything abnormal, but, you know, anytime you mess with the heart, they're going to go in and shock it back into rhythm, but you have to, they can't do it, you know, like with defibrillator, they have to use they have to go in the actual vein and go up to the heart and shock the heart, so get it back in rhythm. So, and see, he just turned 12.
Common now. My wife had her; she had an ablation this past July. And she was having supraventricular tachycardia. Hers, she had it when she was much younger, but it was under control. And then about 2 years ago, she started, 3 or 4 years ago, she started having issues again. And actually, yeah, about a year and a half ago, we worked out in the yard, and she got it. She, hers went into tachycardia, she got up to about 270 beats a minute. It just stayed there for about 15 minutes with the hospital, and they diagnosed it. And so we went to see an electrocardiologist in Prisma. Young guy, he looked like he's a teenager, Dave. But she was, you know, they did the thing through the groin, and she was out. You know, he just immediately went into SVT. Says he inserted the electrodes up in there, and he did an ablation. I think he burned about 4 or 5 spots there, and she's not had a bit of trouble since then. Since then, she was in and out of surgery. I mean, she left the room. She was back in the room within an hour, and she went home 2 hours later.
They're expecting him to go home. He's going to have it in the morning, so he'll, you know, go home that sometime tomorrow. So, you know, if everything goes well, I'm coming back tomorrow. They're going to, you know, just keep him down there in a hotel for a day or two, you know, because just, you know, err on the side of caution. I mean, you know, and then they'll be bringing him back to, well, actually, Powdersville, I guess. But I'm glad you told me that, Jerry, because it makes me feel a lot better.
Well, she didn't have AFib, or her dad did, but hers was SVT, and she wore a monitor, one of those holder monitors, for a month. And never had an episode. This was a year and a half, well, maybe 2 years ago, this May. And she didn't have a single episode. Then they would crop up, and when she got, you know, she got into stress or something, and it did too much, you know, it did start up, and it lasted about 15 minutes, but, you know, she got where she was scared to drive because she had one of those episodes. You know, she wasn't passing out or fainting, anything like that. You know, it can't be good on your heart. But she'd had episodes like that where she was dehydrated back when she was in high school, when she was a majorette and on a hot football field during September. She had one or two then, and she didn't have any for years and years until about 5 or 6 years ago she had one, and then it didn't happen again. Then it started back after this last episode she had back in May of 2023. And it wasn't anything she had to have done, but she finally decided to do it. Best thing she ever did, because hers have not shed any more trouble out of it all. They said sometimes those nerve bundles will grow back together, but 9 times out of 10, 90% of the time they never do. It's a very simple thing, and now they don't, when they do that, when they go up through that carotid artery, or whatever artery it is, now they don't put that sand bag on you like they used to years ago. They use what they call a collagen plug. And what it is, it's just they put a little plug of collagen in there, and they put a Band-Aid on it, and you can go home in 2 hours, and it heals up and just integrates in with the thing, and it seals everything back up. And it's a lot safer than the other one is, and also you can get up and move around. They just don't want you to strain or anything, you know, for about 48 hours or something like that, but otherwise, she'd have better trouble. Let me let this thing drop out before I talk it down. Your mobile, you know, things as you check it, when you put it on your leg and check your rhythm and heart rate, and, you know, we've checked it ever since then. She hadn't had a bit of problem with it, and the doctor basically dismissed her until, you know, she's got an aortic valve issue, too, that's may have to be replaced at some point in the future, but they just probably see her once a year or something like that now just to check on that, but otherwise she's done great. She got her confidence back now. She feels like driving, you know, feels like getting out and doing stuff. Been a really good experience for her.
Good. I tell you, it's amazing how medicine is advancing, and, you know, I can remember when you had open heart surgery, you know, you could expect a 12-week recovery, and they've cut that down to 4. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. That's not, probably not everybody, but the people that they don't have to crack your chest open anymore a lot to do open heart surgery. So you're one of those candidates. They really cut it down. And so anyway, yeah, I've heard about the plug, so we'll see. You know, he's playing basketball, and he played baseball and football, and I mean, he's real active and athletic, so I kind of wish they had, let him lay off of that, but evidently they didn't see any problem with it. The doctor didn't see any problem with it, so he just kept on playing.
Did they tell you what type of arrhythmia he has?
Jerry, say your last again. I'm in kind of a scratchy place here with the repeater.
Yeah, I asked, did they tell you what type of arrhythmia that he has?
Yeah, but you're asking me? I don't know for sure. My daughter, this is her son, she's the RN, and she could tell you all about it. I mean, she knows every little detail, but I'm just along for the ride. Moral support and prayer.
Fine. That's always helpful, Dave. But I'll let you get back to pay the attention to where you're going, because I know the traffic ain't great headed headed in that direction. It never is, it seems like. Anyway, I hope everything goes well for you and for him, too, especially. We'll be thinking about it. Listen, you be careful, Dave. KB4CVA N4DJC. I'll be clear after you.
Save yourself. It's a beautiful day. It's a little breezy and got a little chill, but it's not too bad. Of course, I'm in the car right now, so it doesn't really matter, but when you step outside, it's a little different. I imagine it's going to be a little warmer in Charleston. It usually is. And we're going to MUSC, so it'll definitely be some wind. Oh, me. We lived on James Island for 2.5 years. I was at a church down there. But anyway, well, you have a good one, and enjoy the QSO 73s. Thanks for all the info. N4DJC, KB4CBA Mobile.